A local environmental group is calling on regulators to shut down a leaking gas line in Cook Inlet until it is repaired. The leak, first reported by the Alaska Dispatch News, is coming from an 8-inch gas pipeline owned by Hillcorp. In the news report, Hillcorp characterized the leak as low risk and said the appropriate response agencies were notified. But in a letter sent today to regulators, Cook Inlet Keeper accused both Hillcorp and Cook Inlet Spill Prevention and Response of downplaying the incident. Cook Inlet Keeper's Bob Shavelson says the leak is a serious environmental threat.
Dealing with the oil and gas industry and cooking up whenever there's a leak, it's always minimized at first. And so that's what I believe we saw here. And I think the reality is that you've got a sizable risk and it needs to be addressed.
Todd Paxson, general manager of Cook Inlet Spill Prevention and Response, maintains the leak is low risk and says Hillcorp is aggressively seeking a solution to the issue. Hillcorp did not return a request for comment in time for broadcast. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation said it could not provide an estimate for the size of the leak at this time. According to DEC, the leaking pipeline runs from Nikiski to an offshore platform that was built in 1964. Hillcorp first reported the leak to DEC on Tuesday afternoon. Based in Texas, Hillcorp is relatively new to Alaska. Over the last 5 years, it has become the largest natural gas producer in Cook Inlet. State regulators recently hit Hillcorp with a series of fines for safety and environmental violations.